We were talking the other day about a woman who had had six ribs removed in order to get a more tapered waistline. It's my next step. Last year I froze my abs. This year,
that's right,
I'll have some ribs removed to try to look better. She wanted to look better. It was completely cosmetic, and she wanted to keep the ribs to make a crown out of. And she did. She literally has six ribs. She paid, by the way, we have the number now, $17,000 out of her pocket to do that. This was a cosmetic thing only. So the woman paid $17,000 to get her ribs removed. Now, a P1 listener, Sarah, says, I heard you all talking about the woman who had her ribs removed and wanted to keep the ribs to make a hat. A crown out of. My aunt had her ovaries removed. They were bronzed, and they now sit on my uncle's desk at work.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Is he an OBGYN?
No. You know when they remove...
Like, how big are those things?
I don't know.
Like the size of a thumbnail?
Ovaries.
Do they use them as paperweights?
I picture them like Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
That's just me, though.
Because we've all seen the cutaway drawing of the female reproductive system.
Is that the longhorn?
Yeah, the Texas longhorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Does he use them as, like, the Chinese stress balls? Do you tell anyone?
Yeah, you can make it into that metronome
thing. The
silver ball thing. Yeah, that's Sarah. She says, I'm a P1. My aunt had her ovaries removed, had them bronzed, and they sit on my uncle's desk at work.
Wow.
So now, what do you have removed? When they give you gallstones when they're removed. When I was in the sixth grade, my teacher had her gallstones removed, and she brought them in a cup, and we all passed them around and looked at them. There were tons of them in there,
yeah,
too. Like 100 gallstones, you know. What else would you... Teeth. You could keep your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, if your wisdom teeth are removed. But not much other. I mean...
A kidney stone, you typically... You just pass that.
It's tiny usually, right? Even one that's the size of a grain of sand is horrible.
The pain is disproportionate.
But the it's gallstones that that's what my teacher had removed.
I mean, no one keeps tonsils, do they?
I don't think so.
Because that's often removed. Yeah. Appendix can be removed.
You don't keep that. But ovaries.
I never heard of such.
We need an OBGYN to tell us what's the size of an ovary. And how could you keep that? Well, you have it bronzed is exactly what they did. Who does that? How? And who's the guy that bronzed it? You know, you got the person who has somebody comes
and,
into
the nature of the item to be bronzed. It's my wife's ovary. Excuse me. I thought you said ovary.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Dean, you're talking about saving body parts, ribs and now ovaries. Go ahead, Dean.
So, hey, I have a cousin who had a vasectomy, right? So he literally brought home little pieces of tube, and he put them in a block of acrylic. Well, the heat of the curing of the acrylic kind of cooked them. So what you had inside this acrylic, inside his china cabinet, was a pair of, like, baking-looking tubes. Pretty funny.
Who would do that?
I wouldn't talk to that cousin anymore.
I wouldn't do that either. God, thank you, Dean. Hilarious.
Quick Google check. Size of a human ovary range from a kidney bean to the size of a kiwi.
That's big.
Kiwis are enormous.
Kiwi, that's
big. A big fruit.
That's like a small lemon. That's like a lemon. A small lemon is a kiwi.
They're like that.
So all the way from kidney bean, which is pretty small, to kiwi is the size of sizable. I hope this is the size of a kiwi, so it's really got something on his desk. You know, it's a showpiece. Great conversation piece, though.
Is it? I mean, I don't know. If I walked into my boss's office and he was like, here's my wife's ovaries. And
you know what it takes to work here?
Yeah.
Balls. No.
Yeah.
Ovaries.
Yeah.
If I had a testicle removed, God forbid, like testicular cancer, I might do the same thing. Have it bronzed and put like on your
shoulder. You know what it takes to work here?
You know,
brass balls.
And then I don't know. I guess some people probably have both testicles removed.
Yeah.
But if you had just one removed, let me ask you this. If you had one testicle removed, would you have an artificial, because they do that, like a metal.
A replacement?
I've always thought I probably would.
I think I would too.
Aesthetic.
For texture, for feel. You know, so that it felt
balanced.
For balance, exactly.
And let me get these jokes out of the way before they fill your inbox.
You haven't had testicles in years.
We know where your testicles are.
And your wife's purse.
We hear that. We know that.
I'm going to get those out of the way for them.
Okay. Got it. You can say, phone lines are lighting up now. All right. Okay. We know where our testicles are.
We know where the punchline is.
We know how it goes.